You're listening to The Warblers, a Birds Canada podcast, minisode.
Hey Warblers, welcome to another minisode. I'm Andrea Gress, and many of you will know that in addition to this podcast, I also coordinate the Ontario Piping Plover Conservation Program for Birds Canada. I'm always trying to sneak plover content into each episode. Well, it's June, so it's peak piping plover season, and it's also Pride Month. Birds Canada welcomes everyone to explore birds and nature with us. Today's episode tells the story of same-sex clutch rearing observed in the piping plover population this season in Ontario. Now, I have to warn you, like many great love stories, this one also ends in tragedy, but that doesn't mean it's not worth telling. Our lead character is Chewy. Chewy is an endangered piping plover that hatched from Sandy Island Beach State Park in New York in 2019. Her nickname, Chewy, was given to her by the researchers that year. I think you can all guess that they were big Star Wars fans. She's also uniquely identifiable by her leg bands, but Chewy is better. So she hatches in 2019. The following year, we see her at Hanlon's Point Beach on Toronto Island. We were working with a different nesting pair, and we noticed her off on her own looking kind of odd, if I'm being honest. I've seen a lot of plovers and their behaviors around nests and just throughout the seasons. But this one, she looked like nervous and uncertain of herself. So right away, I was, you know, very curious about this bird. And we noticed that she had laid a single egg, and it was just her egg. There wasn't really a scrape in the ground. It was just plopped there, and she was all alone, and there were no other males on the beach. And I just like instantly fell in love with her. Unfortunately, she did abandon that nest immediately because it was just her. We don't know if perhaps there was another male on the island at some point. Maybe something happened to him. Lots of mystery, but that was my first introduction to Chewy. So Chewy leaves Hanlon's Point and we don't see her again until the following season. So that brings us up to 2021. Chewy ended up at Darlington Provincial Park near Oshawa, Ontario. Now, she wasn't the only one there. There was already a nesting pair, Blue and Miss Howard, and then there was another single female, 086, and I'm embarrassed to say that we've never given 086 a proper cute nickname, so she just gets referred to by the numbers on her bands. Sorry, girl. So anyways, this beach has four birds, one male, and three ladies. So it turns out when there's too many females and not enough males, the behaviors can get kind of interesting. Blue ended up mating with all three females on that beach, which is not typical for the species. Usually plovers find a mate, they pair up for the season, and they just stick together and they work as a team. He was only helping Miss Howard with her incubation and chick rearing as well, and to their credit, they raised four healthy chicks that all survived and migrated, so that was success. Then there's poor Chewy and poor 086, each of them laying their own nests, and each of them with no help from Blue. Chewy's first nest was predated. She had laid four eggs, and they didn't last very long. But she tried again. She laid four more eggs. Still no help from Blue. This time, she incubated those eggs all alone for 33 days. Piping plovers, it's usually about 27 days for the nest to hatch. So we thought, because she's doing this by herself, it's taking a little bit longer. We thought, we're going to be so close to having this nest hatch. And then a predator got them again. Ugh, the heartbreak. This year, Chewy returned to Darlington Provincial Park, as did Miss Howard and 086. Blue, however, did not come back. 086 got tired of waiting around and eventually took off, but Chewy and Miss Howard remained at the beach. Now, piping plover pairs have a number of courtship rituals that they go through. First, the males will make a bunch of scrapes in the sand. The females will inspect them and kind of look for, like, the best one, and that's where they'll lay their eggs. The males will also do a bit of a tilt display where they fan out their tail feathers, and the female walks underneath. It's all quite charming, as you can imagine. Without a male on the beach, Chewy and Miss Howard said, "Hey, let's not waste time. Let's get to it." They started making scrapes pretty soon after they arrived at Darlington Park and they realized it was the two of them. They started doing tilt displays even. That really caught us off guard. And all of a sudden, on May 13th, Chewy laid her first egg. And finally, after two seasons with dud males, she had someone to help her incubate. And they made it such a good team. Chewie would incubate for an hour or so, and then Miss Howard would trade off, and she'd incubate for a bit. It was absolutely delightful. Not only was Miss Howard helping to incubate the nest, but it appeared that she was also laying eggs. Piping plovers lay one egg every other day until they have four eggs in the nest. 10 days after Chewie's first egg, the nest had six eggs in it. So hey, you do the math, we're pretty sure both of those ladies were laying eggs. As you can imagine, all of us plover researcher types were deeply fascinated by this. Same-sex pairings are certainly not unheard of in the bird world. Female-female pairings in Laysan albatrosses, for example, are actually very common. But this pairing between Chewie and Miss Howard might be the first recorded occurrence in piping plovers, and that's just pretty darn cool. We had to ask ourselves questions like, could these eggs have been fertilized without us knowing? Perhaps there was a male on the beach for a little bit, or perhaps the ladies are flying off and finding someone else. Maybe they'll raise them to hatch. Maybe there's something even more going on here, something in their biology that we're not understanding. You know, how fascinating is this? But this is where the story takes the tragic turn. Those of you who are in Ontario and parts of Quebec this summer will recall the extreme storm we had. It blew through the province May 21st, and Miss Howard has not been seen since. So once again, Chewie's nesting attempt fails. Without Miss Howard, she abandoned the nest just a few days later. And that's where her story ends for now. Chewie's still around. She's been checking out different beaches throughout the province. We look forward to welcoming her back next year and seeing where she ends up and hoping for better luck. The eggs were collected and they were candled to check for fertilization. Candling's a process where you shine a light through the egg to look for signs of development. They don't appear to have been fertilized, but they'll be sent for a deeper analysis. So even with losses like this, there's always opportunities to learn more and study. That brings me to our next episode. Our next full-length episode will feature a deep dive into all things piping plover. We have guests joining us from Saskatchewan and Nova Scotia. They'll help us understand what challenges this species faces across the country and what you can do to help. And if you want to stay up to date on Chewie, you can follow the program on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ontario Plovers. And hey, everyone, have an awesome Pride Month.
The Warblers is a podcast of Birds Canada. Our goal is to bring you the information you need to discover, enjoy, and protect birds. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with everyone you know. Birds Canada relies on the support of donors like you. To learn more or to make a donation, visit birdscanada.org. And if you give, please note the podcast in the comment box.